So
we're doing the podcast, or we're doing the intro right now.
We're doing the intro,
then we're getting on the podcast.
Okay.
So I think it would be fun to do the intro first.
Okay.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
Okay. Well, last time we said like we wanted to be like scary.
Yeah.
What's scary?
Scary is walking in on something you're not prepared for.
Your parents having sex.
That's
getting
scary.
Getting caught having sex?
Getting caught jerking off, too. Yes. That's scary.
That's real scary.
And, so let's make the podcast
and also
feel
depressing.
Like getting caught jerking off.
Or right. Almost.
Almost getting caught.
That's
well,
real scary, because
oh,
then you don't.
That's
and then
so
fear.
And then,
yeah.
But then instant relief.
Imagine getting caught finishing.
Oh,
fuck.
And have, like, right finishing.
Like, well, at the tip of it or at the end of it?
Welcome
like,
to the Redacted Podcast.
Now, then we'll just get
in. Light that candle.
Just Isaac Hayes starts playing for no reason.
It's Barry White.
I've been feeling fly, baby. Try to hold back the feeling for so long.
I think that should be the future of candles.
What?
Is that when you light the candle, like way future, like this would have to be like.
Oh, you mean like there's audio in it?
Yeah, when you light it.
Oh, like
right when you light it, it plays music.
Like those toothbrush that play?
Or yeah, or like a
like
music
reading cards.
Yeah, so like the
where
very...
you open it and plays a song.
Did you say reading cards?
Reading cards.
I thought that too, and I was just like, mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
How would you guys learn how to read?
Reading cards.
No, that's hooked on phonics. Works for me.
I did learn with
hooked on phonics, actually.
You did not.
I did.
You did not learn with
hooked on phonics? Yeah, I had hooked on phonics, and I was in a speech class, too, because I had a really bad lisp.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was the dumb one.
Yeah, you're okay.
I was Gorkowski.
Yeah. But you're better now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we didn't know, so obviously.
Well, take me through a Hooked on Phonics course. I really
tell
need
me
to
how
know
it worked for you.
How it, yeah, yeah.
It was cool. Like, so I had this box with videos, like videotapes.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Tapes and a human head.
of my wife.
Yes. It was actually really cool. So we had this belt strip. And then we would plug this in. I always did it at my grandma's. So we'd plug those in. And then you had like cards that would come with it. And so like certain, I don't remember like major specifics, but during the tape, certain things would stop and be like, oh, okay, but like what card goes with that? And you'd have to like...
Like a more progressive version of like Dora the Explorer.
Kinda, yeah.
Like, what is this? You'd be like, pull out the card. What
yeah.
Is that?
It was like videotape VR. Oh. So you'd have to like match the cards up in the moment with the tape.
Mm.
Like with what's on the screen. It would like show you. And you'd have
you
to,
put
like,
the wrong one, it's like, you're right!
Yeah.
Oh, get
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows an apple, and you're like, book!
Yes!
Nailed it.
Mom, it's working for me.
Yeah. It's a book about apples, Mom.
Yeah.
I got it. I've seen those commercials, like, growing up.
Yeah.
But I know nothing about the interface
about
of hooked on phonics.
Yeah. I mean, that's from what I remember. There might be more details here that I can't recall.
That's more than I know at all.
It's like getting a Dateline NBC view of what happens in Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah.
Find out what happens next.
I had that. None of my brothers did. I was the only one that used it.
It turns out the priests were touching you the whole time.
Yep. Sad.
I'm laughing, but I'm drinking right
now.
Yeah,
sorry.
But, so I had that, and then I also
the
had
will speak
a
for
speech
me.
Class that I went to in elementary school where they'd pull me out of class and take me, and we would play, like, board games where every fucking answer involved S's because I had a lisp, and they're like, you gotta get the fuck over this. And
oof.
So they pretty much just force it out of you.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Hey, you dork, how about we embarrass you
yeah.
out of this?
Yeah, pretty much. They, like, waterboarded the S's
right.
out of you.
Yeah, pretty much. It was literally, like, a game called Snake Road, where it's, like, super see yourself to the finish line, but finish line was spelled with an S, and it was like,
don't worry, crying is normal.
Yeah.
The finish line.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, FINNISH.
Yeah, the snitch line.
Yeah. The snitch line.
Yeah. Snitch line.
Oh my god.
That's why I rat everybody out.
Wow. Like, that's immersion therapy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You're afraid of spiders here.
Yeah, here's a lot of spiders.
Here's 12 spiders
like,
while your head's in
the
tank.
It worked. Like, not only did I learned like some valuable things from those classes to like speak properly, but like I was actually really nervous about talking back then because of my lisp. I didn't like to say certain things. Right. I also had like a few counselors like kind of like give me shit for it because like sometimes I would say things to them and I would spit.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, dude, what, stop. And I was like, I can't help it.
Well,
and the classes really helped.
Dude, honestly.
My mom claims they didn't exist. I never went. But look.
You're a product of design. Like, your voice sounds wonderful now. Like, you don't slur.
Not that you can see me doing thumbs up, but I was like, thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Hey!
Not one.
Yeah. Both of them.
Deuces.
But,
double thumb. Yeah. I actually had a guy come in today. He was trying to sell me on a phone plan. He was like, you got a great speaking voice. And I was like, thank you.
Well, that's why we have you on the redacted.
And by coming, I mean he came into my work, not like my
smooth
home.
On a conspiracy level.
Yeah, you're listening to KF2040 with Cody Black. Coming to you with
Cody Black is a really nice jazz. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't have to change your thing.
Oh, no. The top right.
No, my last name is Salt. Let's hear your pitch. Let's hear your jazz pitch.
Oh, yeah, bring it down a little bit. Bring it down, though.
Smooth
like,
jazz with Cody Black.
Welcome to Smooth Jazz with Cody Black. No, lower.
Like, it's lower. Smooth jazz. It's not smooth jazz.
But I'm also white.
Jazz.
No, but
I
like,
can't get that.
Also,
I don't have soul.
We're white as well, and we're nailing it.
But do it from your belly.
You
like, bring your belly in.
All right.
I'm just pushing my gut out.
Yeah, that's your diaphragm. Welcome to 105.4 with Cody Black and Smooth Jazz Hour.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I pictured...
Wow.
A saxophone right after that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have Bill Clinton on reserve.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of seats with puddles on them right now because of that. There's a lot of wet seats out there because of Cody Black's Smooth Jazz Hour.
They may be males, but they're wet.
Yeah, but they're wet seats. Yeah. Put up the wet floor sign because Cody just...
We be sopping.
Cody just
we
missed,
be sopping.
Cody just missed a lot of periods out there.
Jesus.
Not what you think it is.
Let him out.
Yeah.
KDIF. With Cody Black. AK2040. Cody Black. Coming in hot. Oh, this next title's called Make Love to You, Girl. That's all I want to do. Singer, me. Here we go.
Making love to you, girl.
He's like, I want to
see myself. I was a smooth jazz DJ just really plugging his own music.
His own stuff.
Like, this is like really weird. He does this like, he plays like one normal song.
Yeah,
and
everything else is just him.
This is my latest EP.
This next track's called Tell Your Man You Ain't Coming Home.
Yeah. Also, like, come me.
The song goes out to Randy. I stole your girl.
She did take you back, but that's alright.
That's alright. I'll be here in the interim, Randy. Jeez. Always picking up what you left behind.
It's very personal jazz.
I don't.
It's very personal. It's very attacking, aggressive jazz.
Well, it's improv jazz.
Yeah, that's what jazz is. Yeah,
jazz
improv.
Is improv.
Yeah.
It's, it's doing highs when you think they're gonna go lows.
It's improv of a jazz DJ who has the rights to no music.
No music. Wait, there's no even like snare drum in the background.
No, it's no, it's.
It's not even a slice.
So he can only play his music, but he's got high dreams.
Yeah.
He actually wants to be a DJ more than he actually wants to be a performing artist.
I don't
he's
feel
very
that
modest.
I feel him wanting to perform more.
Are we still talking about me?
No,
I'm
not you.
You
this is an entity that we created.
Cody Black has gone outer body experience from you now.
I've transcended this.
This is Tanner White we're talking about.
Tanner
now.
White.
With your white-ass Cody name.
Yeah. Hey. I didn't name me.
I know you didn't. You didn't have any choice on the matter.
He's not Skyler.
Skyler. God, I fucking hate that name. Least favorite name of all names is Skyler.
Sorry to anybody named Skyler listening to us.
I just don't like that name.
I think somebody named Skyler wouldn't want to listen to us.
I don't think that we're a Skyler podcast.
It's not the
nothing
greatest
against Skyler.
Name
I just think
Wait.
Skyler doesn't like us.
I think we're a Brendan podcast.
Brendan?
I think Brendan or Brandon or Tanner or... Toby. I think we're a Toby podcast.
So you think we're cool in frat houses?
No.
No.
But no,
I mean,
no politically correct frat houses. I think we're cool in.
Oh, okay.
Wait, we're not politically correct, though. We never do a good job of that.
No, we're
I don't think
terrible.
Anybody likes this.
We're probably really popular, like, racist frat houses. We're probably...
When you really break it down...
The booties in Oregon love us.
We're pretty huge in the deep south.
They love us.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Steak and Tim!
You just know our intentions are pure.
The most inappropriate liberals that ever existed.
Yeah,
inappropriate.
That's a good way to say it.
We
mean
well.
But we don't
care.
Our heart's always in the right place.
We're also lazy.
But our minds are not.
But our mind, well, no, because we want jokes first.
Yeah.
And humanity last.
Yeah.
Sometimes somebody has to take one for the team.
You just gotta joke about it.
And it's gotta be you, not me.
Well, the jokes have always been a defense mechanism.
Well, if you can't
laugh
at yourself, then shut up.
Yeah, then stop laughing.
I can't laugh at myself, but I can easily laugh at other people.
I'll laugh at myself.
I laugh in the mirror all day long. I literally laugh at myself.
You're gonna do this today? Yeah.
This is what you got, pal?
You think you're gonna win?
Oh, what? Sorely mistaken, friend. Just wait until the rest of the world sees this.
Thank you, subconscious.
All right, guys.
Yeah, CJ, I think you brought us a good one.
I did. I tried.
What I actually, I know a lot about.
Okay, so I just pretend you don't know anything about.
Oh no, I'm not going to.
For the,
but I'm excited to see what you bring.
Okay, so this week's episode will be on the same path of things that I've done in the past, and I wanted to, like, first and foremost, eliminate you two nerds from aliens for a second, because the last two episodes have been super alien heavy.
I feel like AJ did a good job though of not alluding to really anything.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Let him finish.
Right. Because I was just about to say I was about to say they were a lot of fun.
Oh.
And I loved every second with you.
And I appreciate the time that we spent together.
And I just wrote a long letter to you guys.
Okay. I didn't say anything.
Well, it hasn't shown up in the mail yet, but just wait.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Anyways, but
the government shut down.
I feel like you guys were so on point and, like, so heavy with your arguments and, like, so good and on, you know, like I'm saying, like, so clever and real. And aliens that...
I did love the last episode.
I loved the last two episodes, like, so much. Like, Men in Black and, you know, the pyramids.
Yeah.
Much fun. But, like, it always makes me get too heated. And, like, I always get upset for getting heated at you guys.
Because it's something that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a big staple. It's kind of, like, you have to think about it this way. It's, like, that's, like, the root of why we're doing this podcast in the first place. Like, the first things we're exposed to is, like, we watch X-Files and Aliens.
Right.
And especially when we were kids our age... Aliens, for some reason, were huge.
Yeah.
But I think it was because of, like, the X-Files, Independence Day.
Well, and there was a lot less there were less topics out there at the time. Like, aliens were the big one.
True.
Like, that was it.
There wasn't really internet back then.
Yeah, there was aliens and chupacabras. And
Sure.
That's pretty much it. Like, we had, like, myths. Like,
resources were dead.
Yeah.
There was, like, barely any creepypasta.
Yeah, there wasn't creepypasta. There wasn't Pizzagate and shit like that. And...
Well, this one might make you guys think otherwise. Because the date range is kind of... You know, impressive. So,
impress me.
Okay, so, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another tale from the Nether Realm.
Oh, they're going to say Netherlands.
Oh, is that what we're naming it?
We're going to the land of make-believe, the land of let's pretend.
Okay.
It's another crypto episode. And we are going to talk about the man, the myth, the moth, Mothman.
Yes.
I like.
Moth.
Oh, I was hoping that's what a moth sounds like.
They do.
Okay.
If you listen closely.
So,
just scatting all day.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Jazz, right?
I love Mothman.
Ties it. Good segue.
From
jazz to scatting moths.
Jazz,
I like that.
Scatting moths.
Well, they're into scat porn and they're also...
Fuck.
But they also like it with a jazz overlay on it. Mm-hmm.
So before you get into it...
scat on scat.
I actually had something fun when you told me about this earlier.
By all means, go.
Which I thought was really cool. One... thing I didn't ever touch on in the Men in Black episode was that there's actually connections with the Men in Black conspiracy with Mothman.
Oh, fuck. I didn't get that far. That's awesome.
I found that in a certain little deep dive that there was actually reports of the Men in Black showing up with Mothman appearances in the same kind of aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to keep them separate online because that's a whole different thing, which I'm glad you're covering now. So
you just found a way to make aliens involved, didn't you?
No. We just figured out
about this.
You
son of
a
bitch. Fucking way.
No, because the Men in Black want to cover any.
It's all
mystery.
About you.
Sure.
I'm kidding.
Cody's
an
alien.
I'm kidding.
They just happen to be aliens.
So
lay it on us.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Butter me up.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Oh, like burnt toast, buddy. Let's go. All right, so our story begins in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Yes. I like this already.
Almost seven. West Virginia. Country roads take me home.
He's painting a picture for us.
I love him.
November 12th, 1966.
Like Bob Ross.
I almost went there.
We're going to put a little happy little off man over here. He's just going to hang out.
Look how happy he is.
Look how happy he is with his big old red eyes.
Can I have that as a shirt?
Yeah. Bob Ross, man.
Not quite, but yes.
Bob Ross.
Now I do.
Bob Ross, man.
With Bob Ross, just big red eyes and wings.
I'm going to paint you a picture of...
What do you mean, whatever you want?
All right, so okay, history.
Go.
Can we do history?
Yes, yes,
do history. So November 12th.
I need the history.
Okay, because I want you guys to pay very close attention to the date ranges.
Oh, gotcha.
The dates are important.
Okay.
So November 12th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967.
Summer of love.
Yeah.
Summer of Saint.
Summer of Moss.
Yes. Oh, you said December?
Yeah, no, November 12th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967.
Winter, almost Thanksgiving.
Winter of Moss.
This is the Mothman kind of like heyday.
Okay.
There's things after this, but oh, it's nothing,
his
but 15 nothing,
minutes of fame.
But nothing before this.
So, but this is also when it starts, so he peaks. Yeah. He peaks early.
Well, his very first appearance was in November 12th, 1966.
Okay.
But like his heyday went to December 15th, 1967.
Oh, so a whole year.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll get into that later, which is kind of interesting. So the first newspaper report published in the Point Pleasant Register dated November 16th, 1966, which is 4 days later, titled, Couple Sees Man-Sized Bird. Creature, ... something. And that was the title. That was the headline title. The national press soon picked up the reports and helped spread the story across the United States. Blah blah blah. There was a
I don't know,
et cetera.
Okay, I hope
is,
so.
Is the point? Okay, I'm just gonna say for the listeners, the blah 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 is people bought the papers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But
hey,
there was also I'm skipping in time a little bit.
Gotcha.
But I'll
okay.
come back to the timeline.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll bear with it.
I'm gonna skip in time for the next 2 points, and I'll get back to the timelines, and I'll get serious about it.
Gotcha. Solid.
A 12-foot statue was erected in its honor in 2012 in Point Pleasant. Where were we? West Virginia.
They have a statue?
They have a statue of the Mothman. A 12-foot statue.
It's probably ugly.
So what I want to take you through is the kind of the body of the statue and how they think it looks.
Is there a picture of it?
Yeah, there's a picture of it.
Well, there should be. It's 12 feet.
Bring it up on Google. Just like look up Point Pleasant. Statue of Mothman.
You probably put Point Pleasant and Google will go, you mean the moth fucking statue?
It'll cut you off POI.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, Mothman, I got you.
Yeah. This thing is terrifying.
Yeah, okay.
Look how fast you found it.
I'm going to walk you through it.
I barely got through the word moth.
Yeah.
So it's description of the Mothman. Red eyes, huge wings, like angel wings. They're huge.
Oh, well, we don't know that.
They're like dogma angel wings, though.
Yeah.
But this is the statue that I'm describing you.
Mm-hmm.
Huge angel wings, red eyes, a scary mandible. And the mandible isn't like a carnivorous. It's more of insect-like.
Yeah.
Where
like
it doesn't, it's not like, it's not, you know, teeth and fangs.
Yes.
It's like every tooth is scary.
Okay.
It's like every tooth is sharp.
It's like Steve Buscemi. Every tooth has a purpose.
Every tooth.
Has a purpose
is
and
sharp
a story.
And has a purpose and is also 100 years old.
Did you look up the picture of this?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Can I
show
see
AJ
it?
Real quick?
Yeah, show AJ. Okay. Yeah.
This thing is terrifying.
That's so cool.
That's in the middle of town?
Right. In the middle of Point Pleasant. And the weird thing about this is the face, the wings, but everything else, human.
Yeah.
Human.
It's got abs.
Abs.
I was going to say, he is jacked.
I have it in my notes to bring up how sweet his six-pack looks.
He's got an eight-pack.
He's got a super sick sweet pack.
It looks like something out of a badass...
I just said a super sick sweet pack.
Super sweet six-pack. That's
what it's called.
It is.
Like, but if you look at the face, look at the mandibles. They're all just sharp.
I see what you mean.
It's almost like a void.
He has a human mouth. He has like a human mouth.
No, but it's not human.
No,
every tooth
there's
is like
a
well, it doesn't look like a moth face.
No. Okay,
that's
hold on. There's definitely a prominent beak with a really apparent void underneath,
but moth
with like individual scary fangs.
every tooth a fang.
Yes. Yeah. But there is, like, this mouth is headed by a beak for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. It's crazy. Like, literally, like, guys, just look up Mothman statue.
Yeah.
I barely even typed in Mothman, and it was the first image.
It was like, hey, you guys want to see a statue?
Yeah.
Here's a good one.
Yeah, the scariest
one. It's 12 feet tall.
12 feet tall.
It doesn't
huge.
Look 12 feet tall in that picture.
That's like 1.5 shacks. That's a lot of...
That's two of me.
Two of you. Yeah, you're a tall person.
Yeah.
Well, Cody's a tall person.
Well,
too.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, Cody's probably more accurate than me. I think he's a little bit shorter than me.
I will say, though, it is on a... It's on the top of a pyramid, though.
Oh, the full statue. Still, it means it's at least like 10 feet tall.
I mean, it is very large. It is on the top of a pyramid.
That looks like a 3-foot pyramid.
Yeah.
So that's
a
9-foot Mothman.
Yeah, I want to see a human standing next
to it. Okay, so what's the difference between 12-foot and 9-foot? Nothing, really.
It's just giant.
4 feet.
You've never... No. 3, but okay.
Math.
And 9 and 12?
Yes.
Three. Yeah, okay.
Do your research.
Math, I'm bad.
That was my favorite subject in school. Math, I'm bad?
Well, it was for the bad kids. It was a short bus of
you
math.
You know what's funny? Someone told me today that their teacher told them that math is more important than English. I think not.
Yeah, I disagree.
I disagree entirely.
Math may be universal.
But you can't talk in numbers.
Yeah. One, one, two, one, one.
Two, four, five, six, seven.
Yeah, unless you understand you. Yeah.
Binary man.
Yeah, that'd be very interesting if someone would speak with every, like, number of the letter of the alphabet.
Oh, like A1, B2, C3.
Yeah.
That's a
C-O.
Language.
B-O?
You said C3.
What'd you just say?
P-O.
P-O.
What does that mean?
C3PO.
Okay.
Pen 15 Club.
I'm sorry. Do you guys want me to go?
No. Yeah, like, no. No, I'm actually, I can literally feel,
like, you're kind of like, it's like three's a crowd.
No. AJ, I'm your ride.
No.
Do you want me to just wait outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Wait on the curb.
You can look through the window.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, you'll still be included, but don't not include.
Please don't go because I'm fucking amped for this.
Okay.
I'm
all right.
Fucking.
So
yeah.
So let's get into history and
yes.
Like where it all started. I just wanted to give you a few footnotes to get
statue.
Get that blood boiling.
Yeah.
It's made of gold. Yeah.
Is it made
it's
of gold?
It's not made of gold.
I mean, it looks gold.
It's not made
it
of gold.
It also looks like
it's
silver.
It's made of statue material, like concrete.
That's made out of metal.
That's some gold-ass concrete.
Get painted, maybe.
It's
yeah,
silver.
Okay, everybody shut the fuck up.
Probably polished bronze.
All right, pause
Fine.
The podcast.
Do you want me to pause the podcast and polish your bronze,
break.
Buddy?
Please. We're taking a break.
Take a break?
Yeah.
We're taking a break.
Let's take a break. Okay.
Are we really taking a break?
Yeah, we're taking a break.
No,
yeah.
We're back.
Oh, okay. Oh, what? I want to actually take a break, though.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, I want to take a break.
You want to take a break?
I want to take a smoke break.
Oh.
Okay. Don't tease me with this. Okay, so we have to give credit where credit is due.
Okay.
So I want to give a shout out to our fans.
Of course,
real quick.
Always.
So we have one... submission among many from one of our fans, and I wanted to shout her out tonight, Sierra.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast and providing suggestions. And one of her suggestions was that the Trumps are eternal and that they're falling into a scape of being never ending, that they'll just keep falling after each other. And then Donald and Eric and his
they're
sons,
immortal?
They're immortal, yeah.
Okay.
And
is that a whole other
podcast?
I don't want to get
into the topic, but I just want to thank Sierra for bringing it in.
Mull that over.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, because they have this, there was this thing on Twitter that said, Trump will last till 2020, and then, not Melania, what's his daughter, Ivanka?
Ivanka
will do the next 8 years, and then... Donald Jr. will do the next 8 years, and then his stupid fucking,
rat child,
shoe-biting son will do the next fucking 8 years. Anyways, I just want to thank Sierra. Thank you so much for your...
Thank you, Sierra.
Thank you.
That was wonderful of you for, providing content for us.
Definitely look into it, too.
We'll get into it. It's a little deeper, because I'm very tired.
We'll get our magnifying glass out.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, just shout out to our fans. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it, and we appreciate all your submissions. Goodbye. Bye.
All right.
I need to do one yeah.
I'm going
to
do one right now.
One right now. All
right, we're back.
And we're back.
What's more important is I want to know how to spell meow.
Yeah, I think it's...
There's a gasp in the middle?
No, I think it's like a... Huh,
oh, okay, like a G.
Like a chutzpah.
Oh, okay.
Chutzpah, like meow.
Okay. What is it called? An umlaut?
Yeah, an umlaut. Umlaut.
But that doesn't make the same umlaut, though.
There's a T on the end.
I thought the T was silent.
It's the two dots above U's.
Yeah.
All right, above CJ, you. Where are we at?
I got
which makes a smiley face.
I'm going to put two dots above you, AJ.
All right, so I really...
Don't know what that means.
Let's really... CJ, take a deep dive into this history.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I just want to listen.
All right, so first reports of Mothman.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
Mothman?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's not Man-Moth.
No.
So
not
first reports.
Statue.
Remember what I told you earlier? Keep the dates in mind.
It was 66,
67. Oh, yeah. I love you.
You told us to.
You guys are learning.
We're in it.
Yeah, you're learning. So first reports are on November 12th, 1966.
Yes, the winter of the moth.
Mm.
Or the fall of moth.
The fall of moth.
We're overloading, CJ. He was so close to cracking, and I just got it.
So, five guys were digging a grave at a cemetery near Clendenin. Help me.
What is it?
Clendenin.
They're making.
Oh, Clendenin.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
They're making specialized.
So, five guys were digging a grave at a cemetery near Clendenin. Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
West Virginia.
Five guys.
Country roads. Take me home. Claimed to see a man-like figure fly low from the trees over their heads.
Okay.
This is often identified as the first known sighting of what became known as Mothman.
Or so they just saw it fly over and were like, oh, keep digging.
Fly over the heads, and they were like, oh, well, we're digging a grave here. We're busy, but we should probably report that.
But so later.
Okay.
But later.
Let's do it next week.
Just let me keep going. Keep
going.
Okay, so it'll all, you know...
let's hold the banter.
Meld together. So next, on November 15th, just 3 days later,
okay,
two young couples, so a total of four people, that's two couples
equals. Also known as an orgy.
Yes, there was an orgy of people on November November 15th, 1966.
Okay. Dangle orgy.
An orgy of people met at Point Pleasant. Their names are Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Millette. They told police that they saw a large gray creature whose eyes glowed red when the car's headlights picked it up.
Okay.
They described it as a large flying man with 10-foot wings.
10 foot?
10-foot wings.
That means that statue is nowhere near accurate.
No, because that wasn't a 10-foot wingspan. Like.
But big, though.
I'm saying he's bigger.
Okay.
He's bigger than the statue.
Yeah, I'm sure the statue would say that, too.
But you're saying
like,
10 feet. That's the width of this room.
But that's 5-on-5. That's not 10-foot. It's not 20-foot wings. It's 5-on-5.
No, but this room is 10 feet.
So his wingspan would hit the whole room.
Fucking huge. For
huge.
The listeners,
yeah.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
No, but I'm
saying,
true.
No,
describe this room more.
But like, say average bedroom of an apartment, like, you're talking about wings that touch the wall and the fucking window.
Sure.
Like, that's insane.
So this large flying man with 10-foot wings, a 10-foot wingspan, I'll say.
Yes, wingspan.
Followed their car while they were driving.
Okay.
In an area outside of town known as the TNT area, which is former World War II munitions plant.
Okay.
Nothing really to do with the story, just an anecdote kind of at the end. It's kind of like a,
there's a creepy place there.
It's kind of like we talk about the, what are those, the Bay Area in, the Hamptons. Where it was just, like, a creepy area and things happened around this area.
Okay.
Like, there was a, you know, like, a Six Mile Island or whatever.
Oh,
it was just like
okay.
A,
it's a notorious place.
It's a notorious place.
Yes.
Okay. So it was, like, it just so happened to be around this creepy area.
Gotcha. So it just added to the hype.
Yeah, exactly. Where nefarious things were already happening.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it was just, two and two together means even
creepier.
Yeah. Two plus two equals ghoul.
Yeah.
Equals ghoul.
Again, guys. Math.
So,
It should be noted that the five men from the first sighting and the two couples...
Five guys.
Just 3 days...
We get it.
3 days later. So it was the first sighting, five men, 3 days later, and the two couples had no contact.
Okay.
It wasn't until the day after, which was the 16th, that the Point Pleasant Register posted a story saying, large thing found... ... Oh my god.
Shit your pants.
Shit your pants. Yeah. Okay. Please, for the love of God, can we talk about this?
Well, because we're talking about two different towns, basically. This was the graveyard was in Clendenin, and this is now in Point Place.
Right. And three days apart, yeah. No contact.
Yeah.
And so it almost kind of takes away the fact that, like, you know, it's the 66, no cell phones.
No. Yeah.
You know, no contact. You know, one town to one town, same reports, two different groups.
Yes.
And then the next day, the newspaper was like, oh my god, we gotta report this.
This is something.
It's very, in that day and age, it adds to the mythos. Because, like, now you'd be like, oh, somebody texted somebody. But then, you're talking about two different towns in the 60s with no other communication other than, like, a landline at most.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did they get this communicated and then a newspaper got it out?
Right.
Even within 3 days, that still takes a lot. And these, like, people don't know each other.
Yeah, who do you know?
Yeah, these people don't know each other at all.
That would communicate with you and be like, hey, you should go outside. There's a bird man.
Yeah, moth.
And you'd be like, moth man, sorry. Yeah. Well, it's described as a bird a lot.
Yes, it is. That. It is, yeah.
And, but, like, your phone number is, like, what? Like, 12345? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, that...
You still got operators.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, hold on, please. I missed a generator coming right through.
Back in the 60s?
66. Still, in certain towns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in certain small towns.
Makes sense. Like Alaska, yeah. It's kind of like...
In certain small towns, you still have operators even into the 60s.
Yeah, this is West Virginia.
Yeah.
This isn't New York, this isn't L.A.
Country road.
Take me home.
Point proven.
Yeah, almost heaven.
We're really milking this one.
I know, it's funny. Okay. We're still laughing at it.
Yeah.
And, so, now, after the printed... after the story printed...
Okay.
It gets a little, like, oh, we're all on board kind of thing. So, there were sightings flooding in after the story printed. Two volunteer firemen who, like, you know, if you're a volunteer firefighter, you're not, like, a dumb person.
No.
Steve Buscemi was a volunteer firefighter mm-hmm. during 9/11.
And he has a bunch of personalities.
Bunch of personalities.
Yeah. But you're at least a trusted member of the society.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't just let anybody become a volunteer firefighter. There's probably, like, a checks and balances system.
Yeah.
Where, like, hey, can you put hot stuff wet?
I hope that's the quiz.
If you put hot stuff wet. By so yes.
Yes, no, maybe spaghetti. got it.
Anyways, so there was two volunteer firemen who saw it and said it was a large bird with red eyes. Okay. It was a large bird with red eyes.
Why are you calling it Birdman?
Well, okay, yeah. Let's okay.
We're getting a bird.
So there was a Mason County sheriff named George Johnson who was, after his description of this, my now new personal hero.
Okay.
Because I need you to help me with this, okay? So his description of the Mothman is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the sightings of this were due to an unusually large heron, which is a craned bird. Mm-hmm.
Heron.
A heron. Yeah. Oh, was it heron?
It's heron. Yeah. Heron?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. No, thank you.
It's like one of those things where you hear that word all the time, but you never read it.
The thing that he named it is something I need help from you guys. So this sheriff, George Johnson, was like, oh, it's just a heron. And I already named this thing. And it's named, drum roll please, Shitpoke.
Wait, what?
Why'd he call it that?
Shitpoke? Yeah. It's just a neighborhood bird named Shitpoke that George Johnson has seen all the fucking time.
Oh, it's old Shitpoke.
It's old Shitpoke.
What?
It's that big old red bird. I see all the time.
This is the sheriff?
This is the sheriff of the town.
Mm.
And he nicknamed this stupid heron that just knocks into walls all over the place.
Shitpoke.
Shitpoke.
That is 10 feet in diameter?
Well... It's, it remains to be said. But that's the sheriff of the town saying, oh, I know that bird, it's Shitpoke.
Just well, in a China shop is what I want to call it, but yeah, a little bit too long.
That's the Mideast for you, pal.
Yeah. I've
heard and read a few things about Mothman. I've never heard shitpoke.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what does... Yeah, like he's just poking buttholes?
Yeah,
like,
reverse it. Poke shit.
What's that do with the bird?
I don't know. That's his name.
This makes me drink.
Anyway, yeah, continue. Continue.
Maybe that's why all the people in the Midwest drink so much.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves, guys. This is a weird one.
MP.
So the next one is... Keep going.
Oh, I gotta get the
I gotta get the soda.
Yeah, get the soda in there.
Okay, sorry.
Give a little secret here.
Well, can, oh, wait, wait. Do it like your kind of thing. Oh, that was too sexy.
And it had like a clunk sound
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, what was that? It's gonna be longer.
You're like
no. Yeah, I want a longer one.
No, just come out of your urethra.
That's what smooth jazz and liquid sounds like.
No, because you just shorten
like
it.
Like mud coming out of your urethra.
Yep.
So okay. It was like jazz.
You just were like No, it needs to be
Well, I mean, we all pee differently.
Yeah, that's true.
It's everybody big, poops big and everybody pees differently.
Yeah, give me a fucking break.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm not gonna chastise the way you come.
Oh, we're talking about pee-pee.
No. All right, okay, so there was also a contractor named Newell Partridge.
Okay.
And he told Sheriff Johnson that when he aimed a flashlight at a creature nearby in the field, its eyes glowed like bicycle reflectors.
Okay.
And there was a buzzing noise, like moths, you know, when they get close to the light. Mm. And he blamed the death of his German Shepherd dog on the Mothman.
I have heard that story.
Not a dog death.
Yeah, it's another dog death. Oh, that's a thing for us now, isn't it?
Yeah, aliens and dogs die.
God damn it, I hate the word dog death podcast.
With the Men in Black, with the freaking molten aluminum.
Yeah, where the thing broke his arm and then killed his dog.
Oh yeah, I said that.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, that's why we're looking at you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can you please confirm the fact that we talk about a lot of dogs dying?
I concur. That's two dogs that are dead.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I do remember, yeah.
Redacted podcast, only two dogs died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the end of the movie.
Yeah, so far.
Only two dogs were harmed in the making of this podcast.
So harmed they died.
Yeah.
So harmed they died.
So, okay. I'm going to skip to a point in the story, which we'll have fun with. And
is it involved with dead dogs?
Because I just don't want to talk about dead dogs anymore.
Okay.
AJ, I really don't. And here comes this guy. Here he comes to ruin the day.
Here comes the dog killer.
Just like Benjamin Radford, here comes another...
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, here comes another Professor Buzzkill.
Ugh.
Wildlife biologist...
If you're listening backwards...
Yes.
Just go find who Benjamin Radford is.
Look up the Chupacabra episode.
Yeah. Benjamin Douchebag.
Benjamin...
Fucking...
I'm gonna ravage you.
Cockhead. He's a shit poker.
Yes. Here we go. Another wildlife biologist, Dr. Robert L. Smith at West Virginia University, told reporters the descriptions and sightings all fit the sandhill crane. A large American crane. Wait, Cody, I know you're upset. I know you're upset.
I'm trying to keep it in.
An American crane almost as high as a man with a 7-foot wingspan featuring circles of reddish coloring around the eyes. And that bird, here's the fucked up part, gentlemen. That bird may have wandered. I lost my point. No, I was always on such a heater.
I hope this is how the person explained the story.
That bird may have just wandered out of its migration route. And that's his reasoning. This bird may have just got confused.
What a shitpoke.
What
a shitpoke.
Yeah, seriously.
So this bird may have wandered out of his migration route. Sorry for the hesitation.
No, that's fine.
I lost
fine.
My phone.
It's fine.
But this particular crane was unrecognized at first because it was so not native to this region. So he was like, oh, that's a bird not from this region, but it's here now, and there's your explanation, fellas.
Do you know where it was actually native to?
Don't know where it's native to, but just... think about that for a second. This bird that nobody's seen in this region is the explanation for all this drama going on.
For a little... Okay.
Does it kill dogs?
But for a little debunking,
Do you mind if I go? Can I Google what was the bird called?
A sandhill crane.
Let's find out what its migration route is.
Oh, right. We're debugging.
Yeah.
So what is it? He's trying to debunk
a sandhill crane.
We're bunking it back.
Sandhill.
We're bunk-betting it right now.
Yeah, we're bee-bunking.
Migration route.
Bee-bunk.
Oon-bunking.
Oon-bunking.
New-bunking. Oon-bunk. New-bunking.
Can I get some accent on you for the oon-bunk?
Oon-bunk.
There you go.
What you want, like a Norwegian?
A little more like...
Oon-bunk.
What's that one?
I don't know.
Okay. I wanted a little German, like oon-bunk.
Oon-bunk!
Yeah, there we go. We're just killing time, Cody.
Okay, so I know, I got it. Okay, so sandhill crane. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. This fucking shitpoke here is a fucking idiot. Because this bird...
He does have a doctorate.
Yeah, well, okay. This bird migrates from Florida. Literally, I've got so many routes on here. All start from Florida. All go through Georgia, Tennessee... Kentucky,
south.
Some go to Ohio, the rest go more west, literally all the way up to Michigan, Wisconsin, and even into Minnesota. Nothing touches West Virginia.
Nothing Virginia.
Nothing. Look at it.
Let me see.
But is it near it?
No.
Because remember he said it might have wandered
the
off
its
migration.
One, the furthest one goes through Cincinnati, up to
Ohio,
Cleveland.
Ohio, and Virginia's over here.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
That's states away.
States away.
Like, so, you would have to travel, like a shitpoke.
So there's this dumb fucking crane knocking around the Virginias?
Well, okay,
no.
So if,
no.
If you look at this route, it goes through, like, West Virginia's right here.
I see
here.
It, Cody. I see it's plain as day. Dude.
I'm just saying, it doesn't even go into the state.
It's not even close.
Not even in the state.
And this guy's saying that that's your excuse for Mothman? What is it with these guys?
They just are claim... men in black.
And you're talking about, too, with... Literally, we're looking at maybe 7 different migration routes for this crane. Out of those 7, 5 go straight through Tennessee. There's one random route that beelines through Kentucky into Ohio. That's the closest it gets to West Virginia. The closest. And it doesn't even go into the state. So for this guy to say that it got lost, you're talking about it going way off course.
So where is his research, like, backing this? How can he come out and say something like that?
I don't know.
And I feel like some people saw it during the day, too.
Yeah.
Like, some people saw it at night, because they said they're
flashing.
Please
tell me you have more sightings.
I have things. Let's get to it. No, AJ.
And it, like, followed them home and things like that. Like, that's, like, I would eventually go, oh, that's a bird. Like, if it's following you home.
Yeah.
Takes me, like, what was it, a half hour to get home?
Not to
if
mention,
there was something following me for a half hour and I couldn't realize that it was a bird.
Not to mention cranes.
I shouldn't be driving.
Cranes have extremely long necks. Mm-hmm. They're long-necked birds. I mean, we all saw that statue and hopefully you guys looked it up. That thing doesn't even have a neck.
No.
It looks like a dude.
No account of this thing looks like a crane.
It looks like John Cena with angel wings.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big, stocky
guy. It really does.
Guy.
It's, like, ripped.
Yeah. Shredded.
And
it's a dude.
You're
like
saying
a
this is
scrawny
you're
bird.
Saying this is a crane?
Yeah.
Yeah, cranes are, like, really skinny. They have really
slender
skinny legs.
Slender birds.
And here's what's the weird part, is that the conversation of Mothman was so finite between two different points in time, like, between, you know, the 12th and the 15th, that there's no communication involved. And, like, I kind of want to get into this real quick,
both the same descriptions, too,
and,
which is crazy.
Yeah, so
as the first recorded sighting, so no one else talked about it. It wasn't, like, in Weekly World
here.
News.
So, the Mothman... Okay, so the Mothman's kind of like a... I'm going to get through this, and then I'll get through the days.
Of course,
I'm sorry. So, some think that Mothman is kind of like a... Like, you know the movie Bird Box on Netflix?
Well, I haven't seen it, but yes.
But you know the idea, where it's like
when you
make eye contact
it's
with
worst
it,
fear.
It's your worst fear.
Yeah, yeah.
So some people think that, and some see it like as a harbinger, or harbinger, however you want to say it, for doom and despair.
Mm-hmm.
So a little over a year after the first sighting in November of 66, which happened in, this tragedy happened in December of 67. So 13 months after the first sighting. So lucky number 13, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so if we're going to get creative, let's get creative.
Yeah.
Let's get in it.
the Silver Bridge in Point Pleasant collapsed and killed 42 people. And a lot of the townspeople thought that it was because the Mothman entered into their realm and created this kind of, you know, like...
rift kind of thing?
Yeah, a rift or like some sort of like a bad omen, which created the Silver Bridge collapse, which was the town's like saving grace. It was like, hey, we're Point Pleasant. No, we're not known for anything. We're going to build the Silver Bridge, which was a steel bridge, but which was painted silver.
Okay.
And it was kind of like, this is our town. Dude, we're Point Pleasant. We're going to be known for this bridge.
Well, somebody's around to the Golden Gate Bridge. So.
Right, yeah. We're going to be known for something. Like someone's got to put Point Pleasant on the map, and this steel bridge that we painted silver is going to put it on it. And 13 months later, it collapsed and killed 42 people.
And the Mothman was seen before this?
No, but people blamed the Mothman for it because of the timeline.
Oh, okay.
Which was that it almost exactly 1 year and 1 month. So it's November 13th, 66 to December 15th, 67, which arrived on the 13th month and came back to the Troy shit in 13 months.
So like, they think, regardless of how early before this bridge had appeared, it was telling them something was going to happen.
Well, they were erecting the bridge during the finding, during the sightings of Mothman. They were erecting it.
Yeah.
And the Mothman came back in 13 months. Mm. Like
and then it collapsed.
It's between the 12th and the 15th on the year that it showed up, and it collapsed and killed 42 people. Which 42 is a significant number, Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
You know, 40, the meaning of life, 42.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which
Hitchhiker's Guide, yeah.
Yeah, Hitchhiker's Guide, 42.
Mm-hmm.
Which in, I did a little more research on that number, 42, which is really interesting, which in programmer language, if you're programming with certain, like, JavaScript and stuff like that, 42 is the entry for whatever you want.
Oh.
So the meaning of life to Douglas Adams was whatever you want it to be.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
And Douglas Adams was a really big programmer fan. He was a really big, like, C++, like, kind of, like, really into computers kind of thing. So that's what he meant when he put 42 in A Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, okay.
Was 42 means is it's whatever you want it to be.
That's the meaning of life.
That's the meaning
of life.
It
makes so much more sense.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That's actually really cool.
It's really heartwarming, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of goes, Mothman!
So it kind of goes with this Mothman appearance.
Killing 42 people!
With the subsequent collapse of this bridge, it's almost like saying, like, you make of it whatever you want.
You kind of. I guess.
Yeah.
But I still think that the Mothman can kind of be whatever you want it to be. Is if it's a harbinger of doom or harbinger of doom, however you pronounce it.
Omen.
Or an omen.
Yeah.
A bad omen.
Yeah.
But. The thing that's weird is that it was five guys, gravediggers, that saw it first.
Yes.
Five gravediggers, which are notoriously rational people.
Yeah.
And, and then two different couples, four people, that saw the same thing within 3 days without having any communication. It goes to that whole, you know, song and dance that we have is, God, fuck, if I only was in their shoes... and saw what they saw.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Chupacabra thing, like, maybe he's gone now, or maybe he went back to the nether regions of wherever he's from.
Yeah.
Or, the like, I just wonder universe. I wonder if he might return again and predict something else tragic, because 42 people dying in 1966 is the equivalent of our World Trade Center in 2001.
Oh.
Because you're... tragedy is now, you know, hyper. Like, it's bigger now in the same region. I'm not connecting the two.
No, of course,
I'm not connecting those two things together. Because I'm not a crazy person. But that tragedy for that town would have been as big population-wise as it was for the World Trade Center in 2001.
Yes, yes.
It was something collapsing. It was something terrible.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, at that time.
At that time, it was equal.
Yeah.
It's an equal tragedy for that town compared to New York City.
No, 42 people is a lot of fucking people.
It's a lot of people.
For a small town, yeah.
For a bridge.
For a small town.
On a bridge?
Yeah. It's not like the town lit on fire.
Yeah.
The bridge fell down.
Like, that's like, and everybody was on that bridge,
yeah.
pretty much.
Yeah. It's insanity.
But that's like a town of 250 Yay, people bridge. Losing, a quarter
Families.
Of their people.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people got
so,
okay with that.
I don't know. I just think that if we saw that again and saw the Mothman again, it would have to be a tragedy on the scale of what we have now.
So not want to see Mothman again?
Yeah, I don't want to see him again.
But also I do, because I just want to be like, what the fuck were you guys seeing? But then so if we do another, like, how many people are going to die?
So let's see,
let's see where it goes.
I'm pretty much done. I kind of want to hear what you guys have to say about it, too.
Okay.
Like, how do you feel about a Mothman and a Mothman predicting either tragedy or showing up in your life and, like, blanking you out and causing you harm in a mental state?
I don't know. I mean, I like to think that, like, there's crazy creatures that live among us, and, like, that's kind of cool to think about. It sounds more like a bird,
man, than I mean,
Mothman. I don't know where Mothman comes from. They're like, no one's saying... I mean, I guess because the buzzing sound.
I think in a lot of accounts, like, that we didn't get to, that I've read, there are accounts of it seeming more insect-like.
Mm-hmm.
But none of it really matches up with any because of how large it is. You could say whatever you want. I mean, it could be a, you know, a flying whatever. But I agree with what you said, AJ. Like, it is kind of fantastical or cool to think that there might be something like that.
Yeah.
Out there. But I know a lot of stories like this back in this day and even earlier are very... can be very confused with animals. Like, you know, some people, there's been stories like this, with similar situations that have been confused with, like, great horned owls, with how large they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people forget how big some of these birds can get. And great horned owls are very, very, very large for birds. They have, like, full-on legs and, like, gigantic wingspans.
Very sexy legs, too.
Very sexy legs.
They, like, when you get them wet?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
their legs turn really thin.
They get wet, and I get wet. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
They get real hot.
Yeah.
And they're big-ass birds. They're fucking
well,
big-ass
birds. Well, like an albatross.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen, like, mm-hmm. the, what's the mouse get, the Avengers? What's the mouse version of Avengers?
What? The Great Mouse Rescuers?
Great Mouse Rescuers. The Rescuers.
The Rescuers, yeah.
The Avengers of Ice.
Oh,
yeah.
Love the movies.
Yeah.
The Avenger
but remember
that
when
is
they
also
hop
a mouse.
On the Sardican on the Albatross?
Yeah.
And the Albatross flies them across continental divides?
Yeah.
Like, that's a big fucking bird.
Yeah, it's a big bird. And great horned owls are very large.
Yeah.
Like, very large. And I can see something in that area being misconstrued if they've never seen one follow their car.
Right.
Like...
Oh, it is.
But that's weird.
No,
that
it is a thing in...
They're territorial. Like, if they
if
they had gone too close to a nest, like, they can get very territorial.
Mothman Prophecy, which also is a book, by the way.
Yes.
Mothman Prophecy. Mm-hmm.
Also,
and then in 2002, Richard Gere did a movie
Richard
called Mothman.
Richard Gere. I was going to say, who is
Richard
that?
Gere in 2002 did the movie of the similar title to the book. But it's been noted that... the Mothman's really attracted to cars.
Yeah.
And he chases cars.
Chases them, yeah.
And like a cute little pup.
Well, in the beginning of the movie, doesn't he hit one?
Oh, I
or it flies at the window. It flies at the window or something. It's really scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. And I'm... Yeah. There's just so many stories like this where it's just things misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like, storylines intertwined.
Not just storylines intertwined, but it's, like, people not realizing that what they think might be some mythical creature... is really something natural.
Just a big fucking
that they've
bird.
Never encountered before. Can really, your imagination go wild.
There are a minefield of scary birds out there.
Yeah.
And the scariest bird I've ever seen in my life is a cassowary. Have you guys ever heard of cassowaries?
No.
They're basically, they're raptors.
Okay.
So they're defined as raptors. No, that's the term for them. It's a raptor.
Kind of like a turkey looking?
Like, it's a 6 foot tall emu with talons.
Okay.
And they're super aggressive. And their talons are about the size of a
isn't it capybara?
Oh, no, you're thinking of, capybara.
Oh, that's the big rodent.
Yeah, the big rodent.
Yeah,
with that really hard butt.
Yeah.
No, it's good. That's his defense mechanism.
Those things
my butt's hard.
Yeah, those things are fucking disgusting.
No, they're beautiful.
No, they're not.
Whatever.
They carry so many plagues.
I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway, so cassowary, which is different than a capybara, which is a
they're in Australia, right?
Australia,
yeah.
It's a 6 foot bird that looks like an emu, but it's got big fucking great white talons on its hands, and it's also very aggressive. So it's like an ostrich with knives everywhere.
Jesus.
Just imagine that.
And it resides in Australia.
Which yeah, everything is fucking terrifying. All scary things, yeah. By the way, don't go. I've been. It sucks. Everything about that country/continent/asshole.
Oh,
jeez. I do know these things. These things are fucking terrifying.
They're awful, right?
I want to see
these. Yeah, show AJ. I've seen them.
They're 6 foot?
6 foot.
I mean, they are the legs of Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Well, Usain Bolt is...
Weird. I mean, have you... Look at it.
Yeah, those are Usain Bolt legs.
Yeah.
Damn, what the
fuck? It's like a fucking death ostrich.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like Jay-Z with a load of feathers.
No, okay, so the terrifying part about these things isn't the look, it's how aggressive they are.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm picturing.
You in my business?
Like, it looks like just like a vulture turkey kind of looking thing.
Ostrichy, yeah.
But, yeah, if that thing came after me, that would be terrifying.
That would suck.
Yeah, that thing would be scary.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, these things are rappers in every sense of the word.
Don't. Don't. Anyways.
Yeah,
we gotta bring things in.
I don't know, well, that's obviously, once again, that's in Australia, though.
So think about the community of Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Country roads. Take me home.
Take it home.
I think...
What do you think their thing is compared to our thing, which is like, hey, we have a community of at least 9 people that's seen this shit.
I think there's actually more. I think there's more stories we unfortunately didn't get to touch on.
Probably. At least, though.
Yeah. You're talking about a whole year.
Yeah. It was 66 to 67 where all these things happened. And literally radio silence afterwards.
Afterwards, yes, yeah.
And that's the weird part. They tried to bring it back in 2016.
Yes.
But it didn't work.
But I think there were a lot more stories that we didn't get to, some things that I've heard of. And, I mean, obviously it was enough for them to erect a statue of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's very possible it was a very large, maybe like extra large owl.
Why are you going owl? I just don't buy owls.
Owls are fucking crazy.
I know. Okay, so owls are very scary, and I don't like owls.
Have you seen a great horned owl?
No, I've been greatly horny.
Okay,
but I haven't seen a great. That was a bad
also
joke.
Known as.
I'm sorry.
Past
Can I just go on the record and apologize for that last joke? Thank you.
Hashtag not me.
Not me. That was AJ that said that. I don't buy it. I don't get it. I don't get. I know that's your town's thing. But a lot of towns have things.
Yeah,
and
of
course. And if you're not a big enough town, you have to have a thing.
They did lose their bridge.
They lost their bridge, which is very terrible. Yes. I'm so sorry that 42 people died.
Okay,
but
so...
But it's West Virginia.
Just
imagine, they would have probably all grown up to be Klansmen. Like,
but just, like, imagine... That
solved a problem.
So I have a picture up right now, but just imagine if this thing...
That's one way of looking at
imagine
it.
Imagine if
sure.
this was flying right behind your car. Like...
It's beautiful.
Like, but it's huge.
Its plumage is huge.
Like,
okay.
That does look like a moth.
Explain yourself.
Okay, so if you look at, like, a great horned owl with its wings fully plumed, like, it kind of resemble the wings of a moth.
Where are they indigenous?
Where they're almost identical. I mean, they're all over that area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all over.
So they look... Okay, because explain it, because the wings are representative of moth wings, which have different designs on them to camouflage themselves.
Yes, and a lot
That's
of,
a good point,
a lot of reports of the Mothman, it makes it look like it has wings and no head. A lot of reports of the Mothman look...
But
like,
they say they have red glowing eyes.
Yeah, eyes that are actually on its chest, and
okay.
there's no head.
Okay.
So when you look at a thing like this, where
okay.
the wings are literally coming out of what could be shoulders.
Show me them red titties.
So it could, if the eyes were glowing, that would look like it's coming from a chest. If its legs are hanging underneath it.
Show them red tits.
Yeah, so, I need those red titties, dude.
Okay,
the red
okay,
titties.
Okay.
Let me rule 34 red owl titties.
Just type in owl titties and turn off the safety thing.
I want to see what comes up.
Google.
I'm actually really curious about what comes up on red
titties.
I'm
not looking up owl titties.
Like,
look up red titties.
Yeah, Darth Maul with
Safe
big old C cups.
I like it.
Yep, let's do it. Let's get into fantasy.
Darth Maul them titties.
So a lot of people describe it as this, which is what they presumed. This
Show
is,
me.
This is not red titties. This is a very common description.
Stalling.
Where they see it as a large body with eyes in the middle, which
yes,
looks
but
like
it's
has
just
no...
an owl closed in. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But it looks
of,
like it has no head.
A
they
lot
see
of
shoulders.
A lot of Mothman cartooning looks like this.
Yes. So.
Oh fuck! That totally looks like a moth thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
that's
let's
not
say
a real image. That's from like a movie.
No, no, no. But that's a lot of the descriptions. It matches. It looks like a torso. With
yeah,
no
it's like
head
a
head with eyes, which were would be.
That totally
chest.
Looks like a moth.
But
thing.
The statue is
yeah.
a 6 foot
yes.
Vin Diesel
the
with
statue,
giant angel.
The statue is very misleading, of course.
Yeah, it looks like the Rock with also Rock wings.
Yeah. So, I agree. No, I agree. Like, there's definitely some
okay.
Inconsistencies.
Cody. I love that. And I just want to kind of cap it. Because I don't believe it. And it's my story.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It sucks that I tried so hard to believe it this whole time. And I wanted to believe in something so strange and so wild. But
yeah.
Like the deeper I dig in... It's like a town wanted something to be known for, and I totally understand.
Yeah.
Like a Lake Placid, a
of
Point
course,
Pleasant,
yeah.
You know, something that just, like, gives our town some meaning because it's so small, and all of our grandparents died. And, like, it's
Jesus
just,
Christ.
And it's just so hard for us to just get away from the Piggly Wiggly and the 1-7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Like, I want our town to have an importance, but, like, I can't. And it just doesn't...
No.
It doesn't add up. Nothing about this adds up.
It sounds
even
like
though,
it feels like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Even
I agree.
Though,
just
I'm,
with a lot
I'm,
more
I'm
murder.
I'm still mad right. at that fucking dude for calling it the whatever.
The crane.
The
yeah.
crane.
Yeah.
That is
I'm
exactly like
that
guy because it's like, it's an explanation where you're like, I get... Like, you're not like, oh, you're like, I guess so?
Dude, Cody
yeah.
spent 2 seconds online and debunked him.
Yeah.
And like... What did I say? 2 seconds? Yeah, 2 seconds.
Literally, yeah.
All he had to do was Google, like, the path of the
like crane migration.
Shoebill
yeah.
crane or something
yeah.
like that.
It's,
whatever
it's
it
like
was.
It's way off to, like,
yeah, yeah.
yeah. They have dietary constraints in there that they wouldn't know how to hunt.
Yeah, and this guy's saying one.
It went way off.
One dumb fucking crane knocked into West Virginia like an idiot.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
Migration is based off of like safety in what numbers and also them knowing what they can eat there. They know that as far as they can go
right.
to get food that they need.
Like
if it went further, it wouldn't know what the fuck to eat. It wouldn't be able to really hunt
for
anything.
Well, birds fly south every winter and they all go the same way even if they're alone or in a
because they stop and they know where to go to
eat
food and stuff. They know that
so,
that's...
So, I think we can agree. That guy's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, always.
Just like what's his face.
Benjamin Radford.
God,
I wanted to get burned up
you
so
hate
bad.
That guy.
I hate him so much.
He
called himself the Chupacabra Killer on Twitter.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he calls himself the Chupacabra Killer.
Recently?
Yeah.
Also,
wait, no, Slayer. Oh, no, no, sorry, Slayer. He calls
Buzz
himself...
Killer is more...
He calls, yeah, the Buzz Killer. He calls himself the Chupacabra Slayer
Stupid.
On Twitter.
Stupid.
He's
that's not his handle, is it?
It's something like that.
If it's in his bio,
it's in his bio. It's like I am the Chupacabra Slayer. I slay
still,
the Chupacabra. He didn't slay shit,
if
bro.
If you're a real redactite,
yeah,
fucking nail this dude.
Yeah, you know
yeah.
you didn't slay pussy. That's
yeah.
Just,
oh
sure.
God.
Yeah.
You fucking piece of.
That's my excuse for everything.
Donk.
So no, I think we can easily say like no. There's no giant Mothman that looks like that statue.
Sure.
Out there, I mean, that fuck, that'd be sick if there was.
Well,
because
it's a man with wings. That's what's weird about
it.
Yeah.
What we think of, it sounds what we think of. Well, what do you think it looks like? It sounds more realistic than like they're making it even less likely because when they make a statue like that, it's like that okay, a dude in a costume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like I was saying, it looks like something out of like a Japanese like.
Italy.
TV show.
Yeah,
like a TV show, like
well,
Kamen
like,
Rider.
Like, yeah,
like,
okay,
dude,
yeah, yeah,
AJ,
yeah.
You know what it looks like? The Tick.
Yeah,
that was thinking that was the Tick's
Patrick Warburton.
The sidekick is a guy in a moth outfit.
Yeah, he's Moth.
Yeah.
He's
Moth
Boy.
Yeah,
Moth
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Moth Boy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what I was thinking
or
too.
Like out of the Venture Brothers. The,
yeah,
the other guys.
The Monarch.
Monarchs.
Yeah, yeah.
The Monarchs.
Yeah.
So my thing about the Mothman is this: it's a dude in a costume.
That can fly?
Weird. Come on.
That's your
he
thing?
Can't fly.
That
right?
can't be right.
That's
think
your
it's
thing? Like you said, nobody is going...
In a costume?
Nobody's going to this town.
No, you, but
hold on.
Coming to the town with the costume on.
We're gonna get ourselves in the mystery machine right now, guys.
You're okay. So
how does he get a costume? It's 1966.
Exactly. You're gonna say in the 60s they got a costume, and at this point, you say that, you better fucking agree with me that it's an owl.
I'm saying I disagree with the fact that it's a costume.
Yeah, so it's an owl.
It's not the mystery van.
Did
dude.
I say it was a costume?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
No.
You just said it's doing the costume. You led in with that.
And then said we're getting the mystery van, guys. Like,
wait, I forgot I said it was in a costume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you want to try again? Or
yeah, we'll try one. Okay. Well, we're getting in the mystery machine.
Give him time. I'm here all night.
No,
I live here.
I'm standing by it, but what I'm saying is, I think that it was a. Yes, it could have been a United costume, but also, it could have been. They just said this. It's only two groups of people, and they have a fucking statue, and now they're known as the place that had the Mothman.
There's more than two groups of people. We just didn't get into it. There are actually more.
There's more than these two groups, but those are the most two prominent groups.
All in the
groups.
Same town, correct?
Yes.
Point Pleasant.
That nobody knows other than because
West Virginia.
Of the
Mothman. Yeah.
West Virginia, but not like, he doesn't go, Point Pleasant, West Virginia, take me home to Point Pleasant, West Virginia. He doesn't say it, says West
my
Virginia.
One, okay, let's wrap it up. Because we said that like
I
three
think
times.
We need to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
I think we need to wrap it up.
So, okay, so here's our stand. CJ. No.
Yeah, no.
Me. Owl. You, Scooby-Doo.
It's a cartoon.
Okay.
It's a cartoon?
We're all living in a cartoon, guys. All
right.
Next episode, we're going to elaborate on that.
All right, guys.
We're all living in a cartoon.
Well, thank you. We'll see you next week.
Where can you find us?
You can find us at literally at the little at symbol.
Mm-hmm.
The Rejected Podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
What did that mean before the internet?
I think...
It was for emails.
Yeah.
Before the internet.
That's still that, though.
Was it on a keyboard?
It was still on a keyboard.
Like a typewriter?
I think it was just like an owl smiling really hard.
When you were trying to emote
an
that.
Owl! Oh.
Or when you're trying to be like, whoa, crazy eyes!
So, yeah, you can just have the
Redacted Podcast.
Someone take it over.
At the Redacted. I got it.
DJ do it.
At the Redacted on Instagram, or the Redacted. Now you got me all goofed.
Oh, it's at Redacted Podcast.
On Instagram. And then redacted contact@gmail.com
redacted
if you want to email us any suggestions or articles or anything like that. Or you can DM us on Instagram. That's fine, too. Let us know suggestions. You know, give us something really cool to talk about. Like, I think it would be kind of fun for us to go, oh, cool, we picked this one today. Like, this is somebody else who, you know, submitted it. Also, because less work.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What? Oh, we'll talk about that later. I'm going to take us out singing Take Me Home Country Roads.
All right.
So, Almost Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
We have to demonetize if you sing the whole thing.
Oh, we can't.
So, change the words.
I
don't even know the song.
Go Weird Al on us.
Thanks for coming.